Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, it is a Saturday, December 6th. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. In Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and got a special guest joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can hear them on that free Odyssey app Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon in Richmond. Joining us right now, it's Michael Phillips. What's up, MP?
All right. We had a snow day yesterday in Richmond. That was kind of fun.
Yes, we did. And it is Championship Saturday in college football. And, you know, I opened my show with that, Michael. Are we guaranteed to get a team from Virginia into the college football playoffs?
We are now, because if UVA loses, it'll be JMU. And if UVA wins, of course, they will get the automatic bid. I appreciate Jim Phillips doing his job, commissioner of the ACC, not my uncle, but I was proud of him yesterday. Duke has a great resume, and if Duke wins, they deserve the spot, and then they should get it over JMU, and they'd be favored over JMU. Nice try, buddy. They got five losses. If Duke wins tonight, the spot is going to the JMU Dukes.
The other thing that I mentioned, which is frustrating, and I know you've been championing JMU to get in either way, and
yeah,
there are only five teams with one loss in college football. They're all in the CFP except for JMU. The only one loss team not included.
Yeah, it illustrates why Bob Chesney's leaving. He's got a great job on paper. It's a job where you can succeed. You can win the Sun Belt, go undefeated. They got the resources, great stadium, great fan base. College game day's been there. I mean, on paper, it's a really good job. UCLA's kind of a dud job on paper, right? I mean, they haven't had success in a while. They're moving stadiums. They don't really have a home on campus. You're in the Big Ten. It's ultra competitive every year. And yet, if you're Bob Chesney and you're looking at this, obviously the money's good, but you're also saying, I can run the table in my conference. I can go undefeated and not sniff the college football playoff. I got to get out of here.
If you're enjoying this segment, check out Crosstalk daily on 910 The Fan. Me and Michael Phillips, we love to argue. You know, I'm the fan on the fan. Michael puts his hard hat on and does quality journalism. Michael, tell the audience how crucial this would be for Virginia to make the college football playoffs financially.
Oh, man, yeah. You know, Virginia Tech, in investing in their new coach there, you know, with James Franklin, they're adding, I think, $30 million a year into their football program, into the NIL pool, the assistant coaches, all that. In getting that $30 million from the university, they Whit Babcock's the AD director down there, and he put together a slideshow, and it said, if a team hosts a college football playoff game, and that's hosting, which UVA won't do, but if a team hosts a college football playoff game, over a five-year span, there is a $160 million bump in revenues to that school, and that dwarfs anything you get from March Madness, from even, you know, UVA won March Madness. Of course, back in 2019, it dwarfs that bump. They won't host, so it won't be that number, but it's going to be a big number. That's a school that has struggled to sell season tickets in recent years. That's a school that has struggled to get games put on primetime in recent years, struggled to win the state in recruiting. They're competing against JMU in recruiting. They shouldn't be. They should be better than JMU recruiting the state. The lift you get across the board from something like that, it will be very, very lucrative to the university.
Look, Virginia has played in ACC championship games before in football. They've won a national championship in basketball, in baseball, in swimming, in soccer. But there's nothing like this opportunity financially. Would you say this is the biggest game financially in UVA athletics history?
Ooh, that's fascinating. Yeah, and in terms of the windfall you get from a playoff appearance, you'd have to run the numbers on what the basketball title did for them, you know, downwind in terms of donations, facilities, all that stuff. So certainly that basketball natty is going to be very competitive with it. And don't sleep on last week's game. Beating Virginia Tech, your rival at home in front of a packed house, all those people, I mean, if they had lost that game, all the goodwill they would have earned this season would have gone right out the window, Adam. You know that. All the Hokie fans, still can't beat us even when we suck. But they did. They handled their business in that game. That was huge. They had to win that game. If they don't win tonight, it's a missed opportunity. No question about it. It's not catastrophic for the program. I think it would have been catastrophic for the program to lose last week. I think if you would add up all the negative implications of a loss to Virginia Tech last week, it might have been more negative than the positives will be tonight. All that said, monster game tonight.
Yeah, and if they don't win, they don't belong. I mean, I think it's as simple as that. Tulane is in as the American winner, and their P4 win is against Duke. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, Duke is 7-5. UVA is 10-2 and should have been 11-1 if Morris didn't get hurt against Wake Forest. They should really win this game easily if they're that good.
Yeah, you know, only 3.5-point favorites, which is a little fishy to me. I know Duke's a good football team. It's the ACC. It's, you know, cold, Charlotte, anything can happen, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, your analysis is spot on there, Adam. If they lose this game tonight, they don't belong in the college football play. But that's okay because, I mean, besides their wins, I think that there's an argument to say they probably don't deserve to be in the college football playoff. You know, on the merits, say, you know, that there's a reason there's no at-large discussion here around them. They're not deserving of that. They got very lucky. They lost to NC State this season, which would normally be a disqualifying loss, but it was in a non-conference game instead of a conference game because they scheduled each other outside of the ACC rotation. So sometimes you need a little luck on your side, too.
Michael Phillips with us here. Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, can be heard 10 to 12 noon on the Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan. Jaden Daniels set to make his return for the Washington Commanders, and that's been a big theme of the show today. But there's also, you know, a growing number of fans disappointed with the job Adam Peters has done. How would you evaluate him in his first 2 years, and are you with me? This is going to be the most difficult job for him this offseason now.
Well, you think about last offseason, I don't think he played it incorrectly. His job was to take advantage of the momentum, to build a team around Jaden Daniels that could compete and compete immediately. To do that, he had to bring veterans in. There aren't good 24-year-old players available in the offseason. This isn't the transfer portal. This is, you know, free agents are guys who've been in the league 5 years. The league stacks the deck so that you can keep your free agents you like, and that's good. You know, when these guys develop quality players, you want them to stay here and you want to root for them forever. There's a lack of quality young players available every year in the offseason, and so Adam Peters couldn't have made the team good and young. He could have made the team young, but he chose to make them good, and he did that by going old, getting the veterans. I don't think it was necessarily an incorrect decision. I think it's a very defensible decision to bring in quality veterans like Von Miller. You know, Zach Ertz the season before, Bobby Wagner the season before. Those guys gave Jaden Daniels the biggest chance to win and win now. Now that he got those guys last year in large part because they said, I'm going to go there. I think I can win a Super Bowl with this team. Well, they're not close this year. It's going to be harder to attract quality veterans this year. And the cupboard's still bare in terms of young talent. It's going to be very hard to thread that needle of rebuilding this team and getting a sustainable roster for the future and maximizing your Jaden Daniels window. By the way, Adam, when next season kicks off, he's only got 2 years left of true rookie pay. He's got the fifth-year option, but that'll be an expensive year, and then you go into probably $70 million a year. The window closes really fast in the NFL.
Yep. All eyes will be on the franchise quarterback, J.D. Five, set to make his return on Sunday. He'll have his full complement of receivers, a healthy offensive line, and a running game that's gotten going in the last few weeks. But defensively, Michael, you were skeptical to say Dan Quinn improved the defense. Now it's been a two-game sample size. Your thoughts on the defense's play with Dan Quinn calling the plays?
I'll own it. Dan Quinn's improved the defense. Yeah, I was skeptical that that would be enough to turn it around because I knew he had a heavy influence anyway. But there's no question. This defense has been better over the last 2 weeks, even accounting for a reduction in opponent quality. They have also improved the quality of their play. And certainly, you know, you think about the takeaway, right, thrown right to Bobby Wagner. But still, you know, those are the kinds of plays they weren't generating earlier in the year, and they'd had some dropped interceptions. So, yeah, hanging on to it was a big moment for them. And then telling this week, of course, Dan Quinn was asked about potentially doing it next year. He said, I haven't thought about it, but I haven't ruled it out. I think he understands that he needs to be hands-on with this group, because if you're a defensive-minded head coach in the National Football League and your defense isn't good, what are you doing here? You know, culture can only take you so far. You need results, too. His ability to grab that steering wheel and produce some results, I think, has been very impressive. And then he gets a big opportunity on Sunday. Tomorrow, you know that. You've been talking about that, I'm sure. You know, this defense can shut down J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings offense. You look at what other teams have done against them. I think we moved the bar from moral victory, right? We all felt good after the Broncos game, even though they lost, to I think they need an actual victory tomorrow to keep those good vibes going.
Yeah, I totally see what you're saying, but that's not the bit that I'm rooting for, Michael. I want to find another way to lose in overtime. We lost by a field goal. We lost by missing a two-point conversion. I want another overtime defeat. As a fan, give me every reason to watch every single snap down to the final play. And then at the end of the day, you know, if we win, fine. I'll still celebrate. If we lose, we get a better draft pick. Let's lose in overtime.
These guys need a W. And look at the schedule that's coming down the stretch. Eagles aren't going to take it easy on them. Cowboys aren't going to take it easy on them. Giants want revenge. This is a tough, tough schedule down the stretch. If they lose this one, it's not inconceivable they finish the season on a double-digit losing streak, Adam. And that ain't good for anybody's job security.
So when we were talking about what I want to see from Jaden Daniels tomorrow, the most important thing is for him to stay healthy, to start the game and finish it. But I pointed to him throwing for 300 yards, which he's only done once in a regular season game, in the Hail Mary game against the Chicago Bears. And yet I had a listener point out to me on social media that, well, Drake May hasn't thrown for 300 yards, and he's an MVP candidate right now. How important is it with the new kickoff rules and everything for your quarterback to be able to throw for 300 yards?
That's exactly where I was headed, right? You take 10 yards off of every possession, those add up. You got, you know, 7 or 8, you know, legit possessions in a game. It could be a 70 or 80 yard reduction in stats just across the board. You know, those yards go to the returners or go to the touchback, or, you know, however they decide to play it. There's fewer yards available. Quarterback rushing yards don't count. I would guess Drake May's probably had some 300-yard combined outings. Jaden's probably had some of those as well. I know Jaden's had some of those. It's a different league now. I don't think the numbers are necessarily comparable. It's fascinating to think. I mean, you know, the silly numbers put up in the Peyton Manning, Drew Brees era, right? All those yardage, and Matthew Stafford's kind of the last of those guys. You're like, wow, look at those numbers. They may stand as records for a long time just because of the way the game's evolving right now. It's still very much a passing game, very much a quarterback's game, but they win it in a different way than they used to.
Michael, always appreciate you taking the time to join us. Tell us what you'll be watching today in the sports world.
Yeah, you know, BYU's got the potential to introduce a little chaos here early, steal a spot away from either Notre Dame or Miami. I think if Alabama loses tonight, they do not deserve to be in the college football playoff, Adam. But, of course, I'll be watching UVA. The Dukes of JMU rooting for Duke. UVA trying to get into the college football playoff. We've got high drama tonight.
That's Michael Phillips. MP on the mic can be heard from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Shout out to the law firm Condori and Morod. They've got Grant and Danny in Minnesota. We've got Metal Chris running the ones and twos. You know, when the schedule came out, I circled this game. I was going to Minnesota. I got three friends that I went to school with that all wanted to go. Two of them are Vikings fans. One was a Commanders fan. We had the trip planned out. We were going to make it happen. Then the losing streak happened, and I just lost all interest in going to Minnesota in December. But shout out to Grant and Danny that are going to be there. That's awesome. My buddy Ron is with them as well. I think that's an awesome trip. I'm jealous that they're there, and it's super exciting that they're going to see the return of Jaden Daniels. JD5. Back on the field for the Washington Commanders. I mean, I got so juiced up yesterday when Dan Quinn said that. I really didn't think we were trending towards him playing, right? I thought they were going to make it so they wanted him to practice full all week long. And when it was originally reported that he was limited, right, I thought, all right, we're going to give him one more week. But here we are. Jaden Daniels back in the lineup, and we'll start tomorrow. I mean, it feels like Christmas. Sign me up. It's the first night of Hanukkah. I am so fired up to watch Jaden Daniels play football again. And like I said earlier, I think this can be a litmus test for how much we really need to improve our offense in the offseason. Minnesota's offense not very good. This will be interesting if Dan Quinn's defense can really shut them out, right? Seattle shut them out last week. But the Vikings' defense is good. And so if Washington can move the football, if they can be dominant on third downs, if they can put, you know, touchdowns on the board instead of field goals, I'll feel really good about the offense moving into the offseason, and maybe we can more focus on the defense. Because I think the fan base has been going back and forth. Like, when this team was losing and didn't have McLaurin and had all the injury issues, like Debo missing a game, everybody was desperate to draft a wide receiver in the first round. Well, I still wouldn't mind that, but McLaurin's come back. Debo's playing well. Treylon Burks has got an opportunity. We'll get Noah Brown back. Maybe tight end is more important now than wide receiver. And then, of course, we need edge rusher. Still need edge rusher. So it's going to be an important offseason for Adam Peters, but we have to use this game and the rest of the games this season to our advantage to get film on tape to find out which are the building blocks of this organization moving forward. How do we feel about the offensive line? I'll tell you, I feel a lot better today than I did 2 weeks ago. A lot better than I did 2 weeks ago. How will I feel 2 weeks from now? Maybe we will be talking about Josh Connerly being awesome for 3 weeks in a row and how good Laremy Tunsil has been. This offensive line has not, you know, played so many games together this season. Sam Cosmi missed the first five, right? And Brandon Coleman was in the starting lineup. Then Paul came in. So there's been some adjustments there. And, of course, they had quarterbacks in and out of the lineup. And they faced a ton of really good pass rushers in the first couple weeks of the season. But I think they've settled down and kind of been really solid in the last few weeks. So we got our guys back on offense. Our defense is trending in the right direction. Would like to see our kicker make a 50-plus yard field goal. That's the other thing. I understand why Dan Quinn didn't attempt the field goal against the Broncos, right? I think he talked about how he didn't want his first kick to be 56 yards. But I've seen Toby Altizer upset with this. I've been upset with this. In the NFL, you have to have a guy that can make it 50-plus, and you have to have a coach that's confident that he can make it 50-plus. You have to. And so that's going to be a position Washington absolutely needs to upgrade next year. We've only had Jake Moody for one game, right? But I can already tell you, he's not going to be the kicker of the future if we don't trust him to make it from 55. Look around the league what these kickers are doing. Washington doesn't have a weapon. Dallas has an ultimate weapon that can make like 65. Jacksonville now has an ultimate weapon. And, you know, we talked about this with Michael briefly. Like, the dynamic kickoffs are here to stay. It has created an excitement in the NFL on kickoffs again. There's no question about that. Now, you could, yeah, there might be injuries piling up because it is still a violent play, but it's made that play worth watching again. And the 35-yard line, when it goes out, has changed offensive coordinators' game plans because instead of getting the ball at the 20 or the 25, you are basically a first down and a half away from field goal range. It's changed everything. So having a kicker that you can rely on to make 55-plus is so important moving forward. So we'll see if they attempt a long one with Moody this weekend, but that's still a position I'm asking Adam Peters to upgrade this offseason. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. I want to continue to see Terry McLaurin win on slant routes and more ways to get Deebo Samuel involved in this game. Because I think there's a chance that Deebo is around here next year, that Washington can work out a friendlier deal with him so that he sticks around. And from what I've seen right now, like, yeah, he burnt that guy Moss on a go route last week to send it to in overtime, right? But besides that, we've thrown screen passes to him. We've thrown, like, crossing routes to him. I haven't really seen the full route tree from Deebo. I want to see more ways to get him involved, more ways to get him touches in open space. It drives me crazy that he was tackled. It was total hip drop tackle in, what was that, fourth quarter or overtime last week. We had like back-to-back plays and Deebo got ripped down from behind. It was a total hip drop tackle. They don't call that unless it's on Washington. Luckily, he didn't get hurt on that play. But McLaurin, Deebo, throw one fade route to Treylon Burks, please. Let's see if he can Odell Beckham it again. Let's just see if he can do that. Maybe that's his thing. Noah Brown, it looks like he's going to end up playing tomorrow. I want to see a Noah Brown comeback route. I think that's his move right there. Goes 15 yards upfield, fakes like he's going deep, turns around, he's open. He did that a lot last season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. If you want to chime in, we got 30 minutes left here on AWOD Radio before Steve Zabin takes over. It's 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning commute. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fans, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Your home for the most football talk in town. And the NFL Week 14 began with an awesome Thursday night game. And I put a decent wager on the Lions and hit it. I even took my producer's lunch money because he wanted to bet on the Cowboys. I said, no chance. Lions are a playoff team. This is a playoff game for both teams here. So the Lions win, move to 8-5. But that was a terrific Thursday night game to kick off Week 14 as we go around the National Football League here and pick winners with AWOD's picks on the Fan. So we'll start with the 1 o'clock games on Fox. The Seattle Seahawks and the Atlanta Falcons. Seattle seems to be, like, not just a playoff team, but a team that's a contender to win the NFC. Like, I was blown away with Seattle in their game against Washington, and they had a setback against the Rams. Rams are damn good as well. And Seattle's trying to keep pace with the Rams and the 49ers in that division. That's become the most difficult division in the NFC outside of Arizona being awful, but I'm expecting the Seahawks to roll. Atlanta's struggling. Raheem Morris might end up getting fired at the end of this season. Seattle rolls. Give me Seattle -6.5. Bengals-Bills. So every week on AWOD Radio, I give out the certified NFL game of the week. And this was not the choice, but it was damn close. This was number two. You're saying, what? 4-8 Cincinnati Bengals? 8-4 Buffalo Bills? I believe what Bruce Arians was saying on the Pat McAfee show. He said, watch out for the Bengals. Like, they did this last year. They've done this before. I believe they're going to get T. Higgins back for this weekend. Joe Burrow. Now, the question is, can the defense get enough stops for them to be in this game? The defense did a good job last week, and they took down the Ravens. Like, as soon as the Bengals took down the Ravens, they were absolutely in it, in their division, and the season's not over for them. This is a playoff game for the Bengals. Feels that way almost for Buffalo as well, because they're not going to win their division. That's going to be wrapped up here by the New England Patriots and Mike Vrabel. So the Bills are looking for a wild card spot. Well, so are the Chiefs, right? So this is a massive game for both teams. I'm going to pick Buffalo, but I'm not going to take them on that spread. If I was, I would take Bengals plus six. I'm not going to touch that game, but it's the second biggest game of the weekend for me. I really think that's going to be excellent. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are desperate. Their coach, Zach Taylor, knows he's fired if they don't make the playoffs. Like, there's no doubt. He should have been fired last year. I think it's going to be a great game from Buffalo. All right, Titans, Browns. Such a dud of a game, we move past it. Commanders, Vikings. I'll give out the keys to victory and pathway to success next segment. Dolphins, Jets. I am actually going to pick Miami in this one. Look, Miami has won three straight. And one of those wins came against Washington, and of course they beat the lousy New Orleans Saints, but they also beat Buffalo. And Miami has kind of decided that, all right, we're not going to make a decision about McDaniels till the offseason. I kind of think he's going to get fired. He's desperate. They're not eliminated at all. It seems very unlikely, but I think Miami gets another win here because they're a desperate team. And I hate the New York Jets right now. Tyrod Taylor will get the start. Saints, Bucks, give me Tampa to cover the 8.5-point spread. Colts, Jaguars. I mean, that's a 3-star game for sure. One of the games of the weekend. Colts are 8-4. Jags are 8-4. Houston's right behind both of them in that division. And here's what I love is we see this in Washington with the NFC East, right? Colts, Jags battle today. Coach Jags will battle 3 weeks from now, December 28th. Two games in December for the division. That's what all the marbles are for. It is going to be epic from Jacksonville. I will probably pick the Jags. I think the Colts have fallen back down to earth. When you stop Jonathan Taylor, you stop their offense because Daniel Jones can't do it all by himself. I'm picking the home team. Give me Jags plus 1.5. Steelers, Ravens. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week. I'm partial because, of course, we love the rivalry with Washington, Dallas, and I get fired up for Washington, Philly, but I think that most NFL fans feel like this is the rivalry that the National Football League has made money off of for years. This is the biggest rivalry right here. Baltimore, Pittsburgh in the division. Both teams 6-6. Aaron Rodgers adds another element to this game. Derrick Henry hasn't had the season we all thought he would have this year. They haven't been able to run as effectively as normal. I mean, usually this is one of the best running teams in football, and they still are statistically, but they didn't look that way last week, and they haven't looked that way for parts of this season. This is going to be an epic game. I cannot wait for this. I think it's going to be an awesome defensive battle. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. It's one of the lower totals of 42.5. I would bet the under on that. I think this is old school defensive football in which maybe a field goal wins. I will end up picking Baltimore, but I don't think they cover the 6-point spread. I think Baltimore wins by a field goal, so I won't touch this game. Give me the Broncos to roll over the Raiders. Denver minus 7.5. Bears, Packers. But this really could be the game of the week for a lot of people. I don't really like Chicago. I think they're a fluky team. I think they got momentum against beating Washington, and it's continued. They rolled over Philly. I see Chicago as a team that will get upset in the postseason. I feel pretty good about that. And I don't even think they win the division. So I'm going to take Green Bay in this one, and I don't think Detroit's out of it either. Chicago's still got Detroit on the schedule. Chicago also has Green Bay twice. This week against the Browns, and then again. So twice in 3 weeks, Chicago will have the Packers. I don't think they're winning those games. I really don't. I think the Pack at home are the more desperate team, and I was at Lambeau earlier this year. It is one of the best home field advantages in football. That crowd is nuts. They all bring in their own chair, sit down on the bleachers, and watch their team win. Give me the Packers in this one. I don't like the 7-point spread, but I might sprinkle on Packers money line. Rams, Cardinals, Rams by 8.5. Yeah, I'm all in on the Rams to win that one. Texans, Chiefs. I'm continuing with my theme today, that is, these are playoff games. If they were playoff games, who would I pick to win a playoff game, right? Steelers, Ravens. If that's a playoff game, I'm picking the Ravens. Texans, Chiefs. It's a playoff game, I'm picking the Chiefs, especially at home at Arrowhead Stadium. I'm picking the Chiefs in that one. Like, that's the theme of this weekend, right? Bengals, Bills, kind of a playoff team for both game, playoff game for both teams. I'd be picking the Bills, right? So when I'm looking at the matchups for this weekend and it feels like a playoff game, I'm picking with the team that I would pick in the playoffs. Say the same thing about Jags, Colts. I just don't think Daniel Jones will do it in the postseason. And then your Monday night game, Eagles against the Chargers. This is my thing about the Eagles. Every time everybody's like calling them down and out and they've lost two games in a row, they bounce back. Earlier this season, they lost two games in a row. And then they won four straight in impressive fashion, beating the Packers and the Lions, two teams that they could meet up against again in the postseason. So I think Philly goes on the road to L.A. and wins this game. Those are AWOD's picks here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You know, I'm so thankful that I get to do this show on Saturday mornings in the nation's capital, talking about my favorite team. And tomorrow, the return of my favorite quarterback. I mean, it's not even close. Of all the quarterbacks I've seen in my lifetime, RG3 was exciting. It was also a gimmicky offense. He was kind of annoying every time he opened his mouth. And we saw how it ended. I am a huge Mark Brunell fan. I mean, of course, the Monday Night Miracle, right? Brunell to Moss! I mean, that was my favorite moment of my childhood. I love to tell the story that my dad put me to sleep. I snuck out of my room, went into the guest room to watch that game. Snuck back into bed because my dad came up to tell me about the first touchdown. Then I snuck back out to see the rest of the game. I love Mark Brunell. And I have a soft spot in my heart for Brad Johnson and the success that he had in Washington. I was never a Kirk Cousins guy. To be honest, I'll tell you guys. I hated when Kirk did a show with Grant and Danny live from like Jam and Java and told everyone he wants to come back to D.C. And I felt like he was being honest. Then he took a lot of money to go to Minnesota. Well, Washington goes to Minnesota. And the JD5 show begins tomorrow night, or tomorrow. I cannot wait for that. Jaden Daniels set to make his return. My favorite quarterback we've had in my lifetime. And he came back against the Chargers. Remember that? He played awesome. Played awesome outside of basically the first quarter. A huge win. That was the last win this fan base witnessed. That win put Washington at 3-2. This team still had Super Bowl aspirations. This team is now 3-9, but I cannot wait to see Jaden Daniels make his return. There's not much to play for this season, but I think there's a lot to look forward to in Washington with Jaden Daniels as our franchise quarterback, as long as we can keep him upright and healthy. So that, of course, is the most important thing for tomorrow's game. But outside of that, I think it's a huge opportunity for both sides of the ball. Defensively, you've been playing well. Now you get an offense coming in that's struggling. With a quarterback that hasn't been able to stay healthy. With receivers that are great, but haven't been able to be on the same page with their quarterback. And they haven't been able to run the ball as well as they thought they were going to be able to do this season. They didn't score last week. This is a big test for Dan Quinn's defense to prove that not only are they better with him calling plays, but they're turning the corner towards being an average defense. I mean, we're nowhere near an elite defense. But can we be average? And just give up, you know, 18 to 20 points per game, 18 to 22 points per game. And offensively, I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. I bet Adam Peters is nervous, right? Because this is the full offense that Adam Peters envisioned and put together that he thought could compete to win a Super Bowl. And I know some people have changed their mind on Adam Peters or turned a corner on him because of the dysfunction of this season, which has been derailed by injuries for sure. But he didn't make the most of this offseason. There's no doubt about that. It was, in my mind, the most important offseason in franchise history, and they kind of whiffed with the way it's played out. But injuries are a big part of that, of course. But when Adam Peters talked about this offense this season with Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury, right, and he told the story about Cliff walked in and said, I want Josh Connerly. Connerly didn't look that great to start this season. He has as of late. And it was Adam Peters who traded for Laremy Tunsil. It was Adam Peters who traded for Deebo Samuel. It was Adam Peters who caved and eventually gave Terry McLaurin that massive contract, right? So these are all his guys here. These are all his guys. They need to have an awesome game. They need to have a great game. And Cliff Kingsbury's probably going to be back next year. Like, I think at the start of this season, I would have said 25% chance he returns. Now I think it's above 50%. I really do. I think that there's going to be head coaching opportunities, and there's going to be owners and general managers that say, we don't want the OC for the 5-12 Washington Commanders. He was great. But we don't want that guy. They're going to look out and say, oh, look how good New England is and Denver is and Chicago this year and Detroit. Like, those are going to be the teams that when Cincinnati or Cleveland is looking for a new coach, they look out and say, who are the hot young OCs? And I kind of think Cliff Kingsbury will be overlooked this offseason, which is best case scenario for Washington to keep that room together, even though they're going to be losing or did lose to Vita Pritchard, who got the head coaching job at Stanford. Lastly here, before we give out keys to victory and pathway to success, I loved that episode of Hard Knocks. I loved that episode of Hard Knocks. And I have to admit, I was blown away by Shotty, Schottenheimer Jr. You know, if you're like me and you're around in your 30s, I think Marty Schottenheimer probably has a soft spot in your heart. I grew up watching this team go 4-12, 5-11, 6-10, Shotty got us to 8-8. I think we were like 0-5 that year, got hot. I felt like there was real momentum moving into the next season as a kid. Dan
Snyder
said no.
Can I just interject something here, Awad, real quick?
Yeah.
He fired Russ Grimm as the offensive line coach, and I will never forgive him for that.
Oh, really? So you're anti-Schottenheimer,
because he brought in all his own people, and that's what coaches do and whatever, but I just don't know how you get rid of one of the hogs as an offensive line coach. How do you do that?
I understand what you're saying, and you saw the hogs, you know. So I think here's the thing is that I respected Marty for his one season here in Washington, and so his son gets the job in Dallas, and everybody clowned that move by Jerry Jones. And so I reached out to a few people I know. We got RJ on the fan in Dallas. I got my buddy Walt, who does his own show in Dallas. I reached out to all those guys, and they said, they made this hire because they believe Schottenheimer can get the best out of Dak Prescott. And this could have been a one-and-done situation. If it didn't work out, Schottenheimer gets fired, Dak gets fired. And there's, I mean, still a chance that could happen if they bomb at the end of the season. But you have to admit, Schottenheimer has gotten the best out of Dak. And he was inspiring in Hard Knocks. I felt the opposite way about Nick Sirianni. I thought he looked like a buffoon. I thought he looked like a coach that didn't know what he was doing. He's like losing the locker room there in Philly. I was not impressed by Kafka at all in New York. And, of course, I love Dan Quinn. And I thought that moment with Jeremy Reeves and Tavita Pritchard was really awesome television. So if you missed it, check it out on HBO. Or should we say Netflix, right? Within a year or 2 years, that's going to be a Netflix property. So HBO Hard Knocks, Tuesday nights, covering the NFC East. Even though Washington is bad and getting the least amount of coverage, I think it's still worth watching. Keys to victory and pathway to success. I do think Jaden needs to put points on the board on the first drive of the game. That's where he's kind of struggled in my mind throughout his entire time in Washington, is these scripted plays. He tries to maybe do too much instead of taking what the defense has given him. Jaden put points on the board on the first drive of the game. I need the defense to get off the field on third down to be great in the red zone. Not good, but great in the red zone. And then we'll see if they can create a turnover again. I think the reason they created that turnover, Bobby Wagner, the ball was thrown right to Bobby Wagner. Why? Because they actually got a good pass rush. We actually got into Bo Nix's face and moved him off his spot. And I credit Bo Nix. He made a couple of really nice throws on the run. But I didn't see that game and say Bo Nix is better than Jaden Daniels. I thought he was on the exact same page as Marcus Mariota. Like, that's That's the level he was at. So I wasn't blown away by Knicks at all. But defensively, get off the field, create a pass rush, create a turnover, get a red zone stop. Offensively, Jaden to score on the first drive of the game. And I need an explosive play from a wide receiver. I want a 30-yard catch and run from either Terry, Debo, Noah Brown, or Treylon Burks. I want a big, explosive play. I told you guys earlier, I'm not really going to pick Washington. I want the bit to continue of an overtime loss. Get a better draft pick, but give me a reason to watch every single snap. Appreciate Metal Chris running the ones and twos today. We'll see you guys next Saturday, bright and early at 9 a.m. Steve Zabin is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.